Okay. First, I want to welcome everyone to the Pella class. This is the first one that we are having as Westerville Chiropractic and Nutrition. I hope that you were able to call in without any problems, and it looks like we have about 8 callers on the line right now. We may be having some more join us as we get started. I have muted everyone so that we don't get a lot of background noise as everyone goes about their lunch and about their day. So if you have any questions, please go to our Facebook page. It's Westerville Chiropractic and Nutrition. If you go to Facebook and you search for us, we have a page dedicated to the business here. And just click the like button at the top, and you can start to get all of our updates and valuable tips that we're going to be putting on there. In the meantime, if you do have any questions throughout the talk, please post them on there, and I will check that at the end of the talk and answer any of those questions or things that I have missed. Otherwise, I will be checking that periodically and answering any questions that people have about the office or about nutrition in general on that page. Now, this kind of talk or teleclass was really inspired by an interesting article that I read recently about some marshmallows. Now, kind of ironic to be having a nutrition talk leading in with marshmallows, but there was a researcher from Stanford whose name is Walter Michel, and he did an experiment with a bunch of young kids where he had them sit down, gave them a bunch of marshmallows. Well, he would actually sit down a bunch of kids, but he only gave them one marshmallow. And he gave them the option. They could either eat the marshmallow right then, have it, it was theirs, or they could wait 2 minutes. And if they could wait 2 minutes without eating the marshmallow, then he would give them a second marshmallow, and that they could have both marshmallows after 2 minutes. So he was really taking a look at how kids and how we think about thinking. And I've seen videos of the torture these kids went through that 2 minutes, trying not to eat that marshmallow and waiting on the 2 minutes so that they could have a second. Very few kids took just the first marshmallow right away. Most of them tried to get to the second marshmallow, but I think only like between 20 and 30% could actually get through the 2 minutes without picking off or eating the marshmallow. It was amazing what they were doing to try to distract themselves not to eat this marshmallow. Well, he then followed these kids through their lives, and he found that they were able, the kids that were able to wait the 2 minutes were able to do similar types of things, or they were able to have a better idea of how their immediate actions affected more long-term actions. And so he found that the kids that were able to wait ended up getting better grades, ended up having more successful jobs. They were able to handle stress a lot more easily, and they were overall happier and more successful people. And so taking a look at how you think, and especially how you think in the short term and how that affects the long term is really important. And so that's what this is starting to talk about today is, you know, what can you do to avoid those pitfalls as we head into the holiday season. And so the big thing is taking a look at the now you versus the future you. So the now you is who is making the decision right now. So the now you tuned into this call, and the future you has to live with those consequences. The problem, though, is that eventually that future you becomes the now you. And so what do I mean by that? Well, you know, shopping, grocery shopping is pretty much a classic example of this, because most people, they sit down, they write a grocery list. So the now you plans a grocery list for what the future you is going to do the shopping. But what happens? You get to the grocery store. Hopefully you're not hungry when you get to the grocery store, but you end up seeing some good deals. You end up seeing things that look really good. And you also buy probably some other things that were not on your list. Now, let's say that you plan to eat healthy throughout the week. And so What you do is you buy some grapes, you buy a bunch of fruits and veggies, you buy some nuts, you buy some, organic hemp milk. But you also see that jug of chocolate ice cream calling your name, so you pick that up as a treat to yourself. Well, Tuesday evening rolls around. You had bought the grapes and the nuts to have for a healthy snack, which the now you had planned, but now the future you is becoming the now you, and you're stuck with the dilemma of, I've had a long and stressful day. Do I really want these grapes and nuts, or do I want this ice cream? And so most people, me included, a lot of time goes for the ice cream. And so that's how we kind of get into the pitfalls. And that's why every year we have the same New Year's resolutions, which is usually, to lose about 10 pounds. But it never happens. And so, what are some things that you can do this holiday season to help get you through some of that and still feel like a million bucks? Well, the first one, sorry Starbucks, but is to drop the giant Starbucks. So in 2009, the Journal of Preventing Chronic Disease took a look at all purchases that were bought in Starbucks, and they found that two-thirds of them, that means two out of three drinks, or two out of three of the sales, were blended drinks. Now, those are probably the highest in calories that you can imagine, and on average, they average 230 calories. I'm not sure how that is. Because if you look at the most popular Frappuccino, it's a venti mocha. And that is over 700 calories. If that is your favorite drink, I apologize. I've just ruined it for you. But 700 calories worth of one Starbucks. Now, if you do the math, if you just consume 200 calories a day, that's going to lead you to gain 20 pounds of weight a year, and that's just 200. So if you're drinking this venti mocha frappuccino every single day, then that's going to be exponential on top of that. So you're looking at 20 or 30 pounds of just extra Starbucks calories a day. And so the answer is not to completely just drop it, because we all know that it's a nice treat, it's a reward after a long day of shopping. It's the caffeine in the morning. And so what you want to try to do instead is, one, drink just their plain brewed coffee. I personally cannot do that. I'm not a big fan of coffee, but I do like some of their drinks. So what I usually do in the mornings is I will get a short. So most people don't even know that they have a short size, but it is a size smaller than their tall drink. And I think it's about 8 ounces, and I don't get any of the extra syrups. I don't get any of the extra whipped cream. It's a nice little treat. It gets me going, but I don't have a ton of extra calories. And so get a smaller size, get the non or the low-fat milk, and do not add the extra whipped cream and all the extra syrups, because in the end it's going to taste just as good. You're still going to feel just as gratified by it, but you're really skipping out on a lot of empty calories. So sorry, Starbucks, but start to buy the smaller drink there. Number two tip to getting through the holidays is to basically drink more water. So it's the winter time. The water consumption goes really down during the winter because it's not as hot. And the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, they did a bunch of research that showed if you do nothing more than just drink a glass of water or a glass of tea before you sit down to have a meal, you are going to get a bigger sense of fullness in that meal, and you'll tend to eat less, which means less calories, and it really helps out with your portion control. And so not only is water super important for a lot of other body functions, but it can really help out with the portion control. So that brings up tip number three, which is to watch the water weight. So a lot of times, we sit down after a meal, we have this great meal, but we get up and we feel like we've gained 10 pounds. And a lot of that tends to be the water weight that we've consumed. And so be really, really careful this winter of consuming really high sodium items. A lot of the canned soups that we buy, super high in sodium if you take a look at them. The big one is also MSG. So take a look at some of the food labels of when you're preparing the foods. MSG contains huge, huge quantities of sodium. And where sodium goes, water is going to go follow it, basically. And so if you have a bunch of sodium, you're going to retain a bunch of water. Shows up as water weight, and then that's why you feel so good after the end of a big meal. MSG really hides itself well in soft drinks. And so knocking off that diet soda, knocking off that Big Red or that Pepsi with a meal or before a meal is going to also make a big difference in how much you eat, but also how much water weight you consume. So if you really want to lose that sense of bloating at the end of the meal, wash the sodium, don't add the extra salt, and really watch the sodas. I've heard of people who have just done nothing other than not done the sodas or the pops, and they've lost 20 pounds with it. So it's a big deal. It makes a lot of sense physiologically. So watch the MSG, watch the sodium. The fourth one hits a little home for me, and it is stop eating while you're distracted. So more and more recently, people are eating on the run, or they're multitasking. They're working while they eat. They go home and they, you know, turn on the computer, the TV, and they're trying to do other things while they're eating. And that all around is not a good combination. A really good example is kind of a relation to that. Trying to study, if you can remember back when you're in high school or college, trying to study while you watch TV. Or a lot of times I'll see people at the gym who try to read while they're on the elliptical or the treadmill. And when you're doing those things, you're not doing either one of those very well at all. And so eating is the same way. And so really starting to take a look at, you know, your meals as a break, as an event again, especially if you have a family. Get back to family time, and making the dinners family time would be a great idea. Lunch at work is a big deal. Taking that 10 or 15 or half an hour lunch break and actually using it for what it is, and getting a little bit of downtime and off time from work is you're going to eat less calories, because when we're busy and we're multitasking, we tend to eat faster, and so we eat more calories, we eat probably poor quality of foods, and so you'll actually come back to your workday feeling refreshed and rejuvenated with a break, as opposed to hitting that afternoon wall because you've overindulged in empty calories. And lastly, to help get you through the holidays, a secret weapon that you can brag to all your friends about is an herb called gymnema. And this herbs in general tend to be pretty fast acting. But this is, it's fantastic at balancing out your blood sugar levels and really, really curbing your sweet tooth. Now, I was really reluctant to believe this when I first heard about it until I tried it. So the guy who turned me on to this actually had me chew one of these up. You don't normally chew them. You usually just swallow them like a regular supplement. But he had me chew these up and then drink a sweet drink. And I was completely amazed, because the sweet drink just tasted like water, completely blocked the sugar receptors on my tongue. And there was, you know, it almost tasted gross. And so what this does when it's in your system, like I said, it balances out your blood sugar levels, which really curbs your sweet tooth. And so getting through the holidays without those cravings and without those itches for that last little cookie can make a big difference as those calories add up. Now also, if you can combine that with something, another herb called Coleus Forte, both are really good at helping with weight loss also. And so wouldn't that be great getting through the holidays actually losing weight instead of just trying to get through the holidays without gaining too much weight? Now, you can get these at a couple different places. We do offer them in the office. So next time you're in, if you're interested in any one of those, just let me or Sabrina know, and we can fill you in a little bit more. So to wrap things up, because I don't want to keep everyone too long, make this short and sweet for you. Rule number one is to drop the Starbucks, get the smaller sizes, and don't add the whipped cream. Number two is to drink more water, and then number three is to eat less sodium. Those two are really connected to each other. Number four is try not to eat while you're distracted. You're going to consume a lot more calories that way. And then lastly, take a look at some of the herbs that are going to curb that sweet tooth. And so, again, if you have any questions, post them on our Facebook page. Or, you know, feel free to also give us a call at the office. Otherwise, this call has been recorded. I'm going to be posting this up on our website in the next week or two, so you can share it with a friend, or you can come back and listen to this again in case you didn't catch all of what I was saying. And so that's all we have for the class. Again, look for us on Facebook. Check out our website. The talk is going to be under the Wellness U tab at the top of the page. And I look forward to seeing all of you in the next couple of weeks.